K-State Nation. Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast, PPPD, of this edition of Purple Project Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, once again, here as we approach the end of the work week in this edition, talking about, guess who? Take one wild guess. Guess who? Yeah, Deuce Vaughn. All the postseason accolades keep on racking up here for Deuce Vaughn in 2021. And add this to the postseason resume. Deuce Vaughn was named the 11th consensus All-American in K-State history. Sophomore running back Deuce Vaughn joined an exclusive list in K-State history as he was named a consensus All-America. All-American by the NCAA. How about that? Vaughn is the 11th K-State player to receive consensus All-American status for the first time since Tyler Lockett back in 2014. Others on this list include Jordy Nelson, Terrence Newman, Mark Simoneau, David Allen, Martin Grammatica, Chris Canty. Oh, how about that? Jay Mendez, Sean Snyder, and Gary Spinini. Spinning back in 1977 to be in consideration for the consensus All-American level, a player must be named first team on at least two of the five selected All-America teams: American Football Coaches Association, Associated Press, Football Writers Association of America, The Sporting News, and Walter Camp Foundation. Deuce was one of three players that were tied to be named a consensus All-American as an all-purpose player. Deuce Vaughn, obviously, for those of you who don't know, from originally Round Rock, Texas, was named to the first team by the Associated Press earlier a few weeks ago in the Sporting News while he was a second teamer by the AFCA. Additionally, Vaughn was named a second team All-American by CBS Sports and USA Today while he was an honorable mention by Phil Steele. Deuce enters the postseason ranked fifth in the nation in scrimmage yards per game, 144 per game, and he is one of only two players with 1,000 rushing yards and 400 receiving yards this season. How many times have I said that for the last several weeks now on Triple P? With 29 more receiving yards, if he can get that at the Tax Act, Texas Bowl, Deuce Vaughn will become just the fourth player in Big 12 history to, and the third nationally in the last 5 years with 1,000 rushing yards and 500 receiving yards in the same season. Also, Deuce, also a finalist for the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award, semifinalist for the Doak Walker Award. That's part of one of our dailies. And also, Deuce at this as well. He enters the bowl season. He enters the Tax Act Texas Bowl. Almost lost my train of thought there. Yeah, he enters the bowl game January 4th, 6th in the nation in all-purpose yards. And he is third nationally among active players with 134 at the career mark. And again, another reminder, the Tax Act Texas Bowl, January 4th, that is a couple of weeks away. When the new calendar hits 2022, they're in prime time, 8 Central Time in Houston, Texas. ESPN will have coverage of that as well. Deuce Vaughn, the man, he's going to be right up there. Obviously, I'm looking too far ahead, but he's going to be next year. He's going to be one of those players that is going to be considered a Heisman candidate for sure. I mean, if not already, I mean, he's going to have a chance to do that on national television. This is going to be the only bowl game that's going to be on. Obviously, all the big bowls will be in the rearview mirror for the exception of the national championship the following Monday. So you're going to be, K-State's going to be in the spotlight, folks, to have this opportunity where you get to showcase in the national spotlight your best, if not the best player on your offense right now. So Deuce Vaughn, obviously no running backs as well. So, but we do know Deuce will be part of the big game plan going in here against an LSU defense that has been shaky at times this season. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, we're on that as well. And don't forget, another reminder, episode 75 of the PPPW Podcast will be out tomorrow, late tomorrow afternoon, early evening-ish as well. We're getting up there in episodes there. Episode 75 of the Pearl Project Podcast, weekly edition with my co-host Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, as I'm recording this podcast right now on Thursday night, the 16th, Alex is going to the Chiefs-Chargers game. And by the time, obviously, that podcast rolls out, we're going to know who won that game. So looking forward to that. And appreciate you guys for listening to the podcast. Spread the word about the latest Kansas State podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.